Welcome back, everybody, to get another episode of the Weekly Apple News. This is episode 32. It's been quite a few episodes. This week, we're talking about iOS 8.3, iOS 9, iTunes 12.1.1, IFTTT, and you guessed it, much more. Joined with Tanner McKenzie, and you're listening to the Weekly Apple News. So, going against what I just said in the intro, which is already like pre-recorded, you know, like the music where it says, "This is Mark, joined with Taylor." Yeah. She's actually not here today. Whoa, squeaky chair. Did you hear that? Yeah, my chair's kind of squeaky. Sorry about that. But she couldn't make it today, unfortunately. She had other stuff planned, because I guess everything else is more important than this. I don't know. She likes you guys a lot. But she was busy, so she couldn't make it for this episode. And it's kind of good, because it's a little bit of a sad episode. This is our season finale for season 2. So I guess might as well just get that over with real quick. This is our last episode. I wish we could have ended it on a solid number, like 35. We were planning on ending this season with episode 35, but there's been lots of stuff going on. It's super, super busy and crazy. I really do wish we could have dragged out another 3 more episodes, but there's just been a lot of stuff going on right now that was out of my control. You may have seen a little bit of what was going on Google Plus. I'm not really going to tell you right now. You can go check out google.com/plus Mark Paris IAP. You'll know for yourself. Depending on when you look. It should be towards the top. It was one on Snapchat that I did, so if you follow us on Snapchat, you'll know there too, if you checked my story within the last 12 hours or so. But we're really busy right now. I'll be talking about that in a couple weeks, about a month maybe, officially what's going on and why. It's a crazy time right now, but for that, we're just going to be ending the season. Season 2. This episode is our last episode for the season. And again, like the last season, I don't know if or when we're going to be picking up this season again, if we're going to continue with season 3, or if this is unfortunately our last season, if we're not coming back. So I can't confirm if we're coming back or not, because I don't know. Maybe if I want to sometime, we will, but unfortunately right now, I'm not sure. But anyway, you heard me talk about Snapchat, and that's pretty much the only other thing I have to talk about. And the big announcement is that, ready? And the big announcement is that we are now on Snapchat. Yeah, we're on Snapchat. So, I just posted that to my story right now as well. So, you can follow us, IAP128. Eight, no capitals, no nothing, just IAP128, one word. Follow us there. I've been uploading tons of stuff to my story. I think it's like, I don't know, it's not that long. It's like 70 or 80 seconds or something long right now. Just some cool videos we're doing, technology news with Apple announcing new iPhone. I'll tell you guys some behind the scenes. So if you check out my story within the last 24 hours, I just showed you turning on our on-air button, which I'm sure every single one of you knows does not exist. So, now you guys on Snapchat know that. And again, our special announcement that we're not telling you yet is on Snapchat as well. I'm giving you first impressions on products. I just got a trackpad from Dell yesterday. I let you guys know on Snapchat. I showed you behind-the-scenes recording of it. I told you what camera I'm using. I'm just talking to you guys, like, you know, I'm just trying to have like a conversation with you guys. So it's really awesome. I've never used Snapchat before, but I know quite a few people are starting to use it more on YouTube, especially to connect with their viewers. So I would love to connect with you guys as well. You can add me as your friend, see my story, see what's going on, and you can send me stuff personally too. I will always respond. If you have any questions about technology, you can always contact me through Snapchat. So I'm always there, open for you, suggestions, talk to you, whatever. I'm always there. So follow us, IAP128. I've also posted it on Google Plus, both Mark's, mine, and the Apple Tech 128 Google Plus page. There's the QR code. Just take a picture of it with Snapchat. You can follow us right there. But with that said, let's go ahead and get on to the news. We got quite a bit to talk about. And the first thing is that Apple launches Make Music iPad ad. This just shows a band making music on an iPad with GarageBand. They capture sounds and everything. So it's really simple. Not much to talk about there. Apple sees first beta of iOS 8.3. This includes the iCloud photo library going out of beta. There's no more note of it anywhere saying that it's in beta, so it's out of beta. There's also some new wireless features with CarPlay, as well as the new emoji that we talked about with OS X 10.10.3 in the last episode. So go ahead and check out that episode for more info on the new emoji. iOS 9 to focus on improvements. There's really not much to say there again. Just improvements. There's said not to be many new features like, what was it, OS X Lion or Snow Leopard or something. Apple did one update with OS X that was very basic, not much going on at all. So that's what people are thinking is going to happen with iOS 9 as well. Apple confirms they're removing Aperture. As soon as they announced the new Photos app at WWDC 2014 back in June, people were wondering, is Apple going to get rid of Aperture? And rumors said yes. Lots of people said Apple is going to get rid of Aperture. And now they have officially confirmed that they are going to remove it on the Aperture website. So it just says that they're removing it in celebration, or not really in celebration, but in placement of the new Photos app with OS X 10.10.3, as we talked about last episode. And I don't really like it. I've seen lots of videos and photos of the new Photos app. Aperture has quite a few editing features, and I don't know. You just don't get those things with the Photos app. Aperture is kind of like Photoshop by Apple, and then the Photos app is not that great of a replacement for Aperture. So I've never used Aperture, but I'm sure most people who use it aren't going to be that happy. So I don't know, it's just not going to be a lot going on there. Apple increases maximum app size to 4 gigabytes. And I don't know what's wrong with the articles today. They're like super simple and super short. And as you could probably tell, Apple is now allowing developers to upload apps with a file size up to 4 gigabytes. Previously, the maximum file size was 2 gigabytes, so now double the size. Apple announces test flight group testing. This allows developers to create a group of specific testers, and they assign that one group to an application. So if we have person 1, 3, and 5 that we want to test an application, just having this, instead of having to assign person 1, 3, and 5 to that app, we can assign 1, 3, 5 to group, like your favorite group. We'll call it favorite group. And then when we go into the application, we say testers, we pick favorite group. So we don't have to assign those individually, which is kind of cool. Apple invites Apple Watch developers to Cupertino, their headquarters. And Apple will just be there to aid the developers in the making process of applications for the Apple Watch. Some say that Apple is also going to allow the developers to go ahead and try out the Apple Watch, test their apps on there. But I don't know, that's kind of cool. I didn't get invited. Sad. We're not. Just so you know, we're not planning on making a watch or an app for Apple Watch right now. We may down the road sometime, but not right now. Apple releases iTunes 12.1.1. This is currently for Windows only. Well, not currently. It's always going to be for Windows only. 12.1.1 is not going to be available for Mac now or anytime. This is for Windows only, and it focuses mainly on sync improvements. Pebble hints at a new watch. So on their website, they have a countdown until Tuesday at 10 a.m. This is just counting down with a little watch above it. Some say it's going to be thinner, have a brighter screen, maybe a color screen, maybe even a heart rate monitor. So we'll have to wait until Tuesday to go ahead and know. This is probably one of our biggest articles, and the one we'll talk about the longest today is that, ooh, I kind of, I don't know, I couldn't say those words. IFTTT launches new apps. That's such a pain. Not anymore, though, because they changed their name. It's now called IF. So they updated the IFTTT app with a new design, icon, and the name. So instead of IFTTT, now it's just called IF. IF. That's it. They also announced three new applications called Do Note, Do Camera, and Do Button. They, all three of those apps take the recipe functionality from IF, or say IF, from IF. They take those recipe functions. You can create your own recipes or use user-based recipes, and allows you to do different actions. So with the Do Note, it allows you to use those recipes to do actions with notes that you type within the app. So I can upload my notes to a to-do list on Evernote. I can upload them just to a document in Evernote. I can upload them to Dropbox, stuff like that. Do Camera allows you to use the exact same recipes and take a picture and choose what you want to do. If you want to upload it to Facebook, Twitter, whatever you want to do with it, you can do it just by taking a picture and then selecting your action. And then finally, Do Button uses the recipes again, and all you have to do is just tap anywhere on the screen and executes one of those recipes. So if I say, open the garage door, well, I just tap the screen, it opens the garage door. And our final article that we haven't talked about, did I say, I think I said the IFTTT one, I think I said that was our final article. This is our final article, is that Apple to launch iOS 8.3 and 9 public betas. They've done this with OS X Mavericks and Yosemite, but not with iOS. But now rumors are saying that Apple's going to start allowing public beta testing of iOS 8.3, which has already been seeded, and iOS 9, which is still to come. I think that'd be kind of cool to have public people, the normals, I guess you could say, try iOS betas. That'd be really cool. So that's pretty much it for our articles. So now let's go ahead on to our app pick of the week. So our final app pick of the week for, I guess, until we create another new episode or season of the weekly Apple News. And Taylor's not here right now, so I'm the only one that's going to have an app pick. I have a feeling of what hers would be. I'll tell you right now. Her favorite app is probably Dot Spinner. I think I already talked about that one, but she really likes that one now. But my app pick of the week is Snapchat. So, as you guys probably know, it's what I'm using right now. And me saying that right now, it's currently uploading to my story. This is really cool. If you guys want me to follow you on Snapchat, just let me know. I'm following three people. I have currently zero friends. I have zero friends right now. So zero people are following me, but I don't know. It's kind of boring. I like talking to you guys though. Let's see what's on my story right now. Let's see, my story is currently 43 seconds long. There's just a welcome one. I said, started using the Samsung Galaxy camera again. Video coming soon, join the trackpad. I'm not going to tell you that one because you have to look for yourself. I'm telling my impressions on the Apple trackpad, or the Dell trackpad. I'm talking to you about why it's so quiet. My speakers are so quiet, but my microphone is, but like everybody else that I hear on Snapchat, their volume is really loud. Mine's kind of quiet, though. But yeah, that's my app pick of the week. So let's go ahead on to saying goodbye, I guess. Well, as always, it's been really great. It's such an honor to talk to you guys. You guys make what we do fun. Again, I really wish I could keep going on with this season, but unfortunately, because it's like really, really busy right now. If you see on Google Plus and Snapchat, you'll know why. It's so crazy right now, but this is going to be it for the weekly Apple News. Hopefully not forever, but it will be for a little bit. So I can't confirm if we'll ever come back or if we are going to come back. I can't confirm that. Just follow us on Google Plus, google.com/plusMarkParisIAP. That's my personal Google Plus page. We'll also be announced on the Apple Tech OneTweet Google Plus page as well as YouTube. So follow us anywhere there. And for everything we've talked about, you can find it on the Tech Letter, since every day there is news or videos or app updates published by us. So you can pretty much get the exact same stuff, except every day instead of every 2 weeks. So that's pretty much it for this episode. I want to thank you guys so much for sticking with us through this entire series and season 2 and season 1. It really, really means so much to us. And we hope that we can be bringing more joy to you every other weeks with this episode and podcast. And if you want to hear my beautiful voice more often, you can go ahead and subscribe to us on YouTube. I'm there all the time. We've got hours and hours and hours and hours and hours, almost a whole day. I don't even know how much we have, but I'm sure we have lots of content for you to watch. So go ahead on youtube.com/iAppleTech128. We're always there. We're always uploading new videos and we'll never go away. So that's one place that you can always find me, find what's going on. But that's all for this episode. Thank you so much for being such a great audience as always. And I will see you wherever the internet may take you.